This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Welcome back. We are at the top of the hour, Food for Thought with Carol, and joining me is Tracy Gregoire.
Hi, hi.
Yes, and you can also stream us live on the World Wide Web at WTPLFM.com. It is powered by the Grand State Dairy Promotion. And without any further ado, we're going to welcome on our next guest. They are calling us from down south over in Miami. Let's say a hello to Jonathan Brown.
He is it hot in here? Yeah.
Hello, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can.
Hi, Jonathan. How are you?
It's actually Hamish. Jonathan couldn't make it today. I'm president.
Okay. Sorry.
No, that's all right.
Okay. Of McKnight Food Group, the connoisseur's choice, and we are talking about salmon.
Yeah, smoked salmon.
Which is one of my favorite things in the whole wide world. I could eat it all day long.
Good.
I should probably limit myself a little bit, though.
Plenty of good omega-3s in salmon, so go right ahead, eat as much as you want.
Okay, that along with my red wine, that's good for me, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So, Hamas, tell us about a little bit. I was reading a little bit about Jonathan's story, and it's really intriguing to me that how early he found his passion. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, it was during school times, during the, I think you would call it, vacations over here, but during the school vacations, he would catch the salmon and smoke it himself and then go around to the local restaurants and sell it.
At like 15 years old, is that right?
Yeah.
And I also read that he had employees, like 140 employees. Was that also as a teenager?
No, he started the smoked salmon business when he came out of school.
Okay.
He was 18 at that then. I joined him about 2 years later, and we started with like five or six employees. After about 3 or 4 years, we were up to about 70 employees.
That's incredible.
That is incredible. All over salmon. Can you tell us a little bit about all your products, because you do represent a few different products. I'm really intrigued with the salmon mignon. Can we talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, so a few years ago, we decided to try and diversify and see what else we could give to the people of America in salmon products. So we developed salmon burgers. We've even got a smoked salmon bacon.
I saw that.
Absolutely brilliant. Yeah, the salmon mignon we're doing, and we've been selling quite successfully. And we also do a salmon fleurette tray for the holidays, which is just little petals of smoked salmon wrapped around cream cheese.
Oh, my mouth is watering. Tell us about the bacon. How do you make salmon to, I don't know if it's the same texture, taste? How is it like bacon?
We reform the salmon that we have into a bacon slab and then just slice it. And it's got the same constitution as regular bacon. You just put it into some olive oil, fry it up, and it tastes like bacon.
So please tell me that that's healthier still.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yay. Okay, so I can still have my bacon.
Yeah.
How brilliant is that?
Now, I have never seen that particular type of smoked salmon. What areas of the United States are these offered in?
I would say the easiest way for people to go and order their own salmon bacon would either be to go to our website, which is www.mcknight.com, or search McKnight Salmon Bacon in Amazon.
And you just can have it shipped right to you?
Yeah.
I am doing that tonight.
So any of your products, we can go to McKnight.com, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And listeners, listeners tuning in, that is McKnight.com, correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right.
Now, you're based out of Miami, but do you have other locations all over the world?
Yes. We still have our plans that we started with in on the borders of Scotland. And then we moved over to America. We opened a plant in Miami. We actually have two different plants in Miami, and we have a location in Las Vegas now.
And are those are, that's where it's, I hate to say factory, but that's where you produce it, you know, process it, package it and everything.
Yes, we cure, slice and package it in those three locations.
Now tell us a little bit about the curing process. How does that work and what kind of time is involved?
Well, we use a dry cure rather than a wet brine cure, which helps to make sure that the texture at the end is perfect. So we dry cure it, and depending on what flavor we want towards the end, it can take anything from 8 hours to 20 hours. We then smoke it using European wood because the flavor is much deeper, and that can take again up to 8 to 12 hours.
Okay.
And then once we finish smoking it, we allow it to condition, which is just literally allowing the flesh to relax after the rigors of cooking. Just like if you cooked a roast beef or something, you would want to put it on the side for an hour to allow it to calm down. Once it's conditioned, we remove the skin, slice it, and then pack it to make it easy for everybody to use.
All right, I'm going to put you on the spot, Hamus. You ready?
Okay.
So now this is many years ago because my oldest is 13. When I was pregnant, you know how you may not know this because you're not a woman, but maybe you know somebody who was pregnant. There are certain things.
I'm getting
nervous. There are certain thing, you know, cravings that people have, women have when they're pregnant, or maybe they're nauseous and can't eat. For me, it was the strangest thing. I only had a stomach for smoked salmon in a maki roll, like cream cheese and smoked salmon and avocado in a maki roll, sushi.
Okay.
And I asked my doctor if that was okay because it's smoked and not raw. And she says, you know, I think that's okay. You can have that. Is smoked meat, when it's, because salmon does kind of look raw still, is that considered cooked and safe?
The
13
FDA,
years later, I'm asking this question.
The FDA considers cold smoked salmon to be raw.
Okay.
That's because the proteins haven't coagulated with too much heat. I would completely disagree with that, because how can it be raw when it's got salt, sugar, and smoke
right.
with it? Because I would have thought that anything raw would be something that was as it was harvested.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to say that my doctor was right. She told me to go ahead and have it, and both my kids are brilliant, so I guess it's okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, you've also won several awards. Tell us some about some of the awards that McKnight Group has earned.
Yes, we've won the awards quite a lot, mainly because of our innovation in our products. We've won it for the smoked salmon bacon and the salmon mignons, and we won that in the Boston Seafood Show as well as the European Seafood Show as well.
Right in our neck of the woods.
Yes. We're the first seafood company to win awards back-to-back in both of those shows.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, if we are looking, say, our local grocery store for your products, does the packaging say McKnight on the front of it?
Yes, we pack under mostly McKnight is our main brand.
Okay.
And that's the one that you would find in the stores.
In the grocery stores. Because you're in supermarkets, club stores, national restaurant chains, hotel chains, and wholesalers. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. So a lot of the times we might be having it and not even know it because maybe it's if it were in a restaurant, they could be serving it.
Yeah. So, or even on a cruise ship.
Oh,
okay. I'm going on one in November.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, I hope you enjoy the smoked salmon.
So would that be one of your biggest customers, is the cruise lines?
Yeah. Yeah. They take up a lot of our production.
That's great. So if you want, so say somebody wanted to try it, maybe they ordered it online and they tried it and they liked it, but their local grocery store or club store doesn't offer it. Is there a way for them to either let you know that they would like it, you know, in their area, or talk to the grocery stores about it? How does that work?
Yes, no, anybody who's interested, there's an email link on our website, sales@mcknight.com. If you keep us up to date on where you would like us to supply, we'll go ahead and push the local stores for it.
Okay, I'm going to be checking this out and making sure, because I have not seen it in my grocery store. Because I didn't recognize the name at first. So that's why I'm asking, because I like to only have the best. I have tried other smoked salmons in the grocery store that I was not a fan of, so I'm a little bit picky. So I'm looking forward to trying a sample of yours.
Well, it sounds like this is the salmon to have. It sounds delicious. And for listeners joining us, we are talking about salmon. And it is called McKnight Food Group. They're located, well, they have several locations. We're talking right now from the location down in Miami. And you can also check them out on the web at McKnight.com. That's McKnight. And you can actually order product right from their website.
Including smoked salmon bacon.
Salmon bacon. I am going to be calling in an order. I have to try the salmon mignon and the salmon bacon. That just sounds fantastic.
And the florets seem interesting, too.
Yes, they do.
Everything
does.
Salmon and cream cheese is just my weakness. So, so I was also reading about when Jonathan got started with his brother, and, you know, the way he found his passion was actually going out to, you know, that cold, cold water in England and catching them by hand in this frigid water, and saying that that's where the best salmon comes from. So is that still where you get all of your salmon, or do you get it locally, you know, like closer, or all over the world, different locations? Tell us about that.
Yes, well, we get our salmon, we multi-source it from all the main locations that do farm salmon. And we order farm salmon rather than wild salmon because it's more consistent. So the consumer gets a more consistent smoked salmon all the year round.
Okay.
Wild salmon tends to only be harvested for 3 months of the year, so for the rest of the year you'll be buying frozen salmon. Ours is delivered fresh every week.
Oh, okay. That's good to know. I find that when I go to buy salmon, like in the seafood section, I typically prefer the farmed versus the wild as well. There's a big difference.
Yes, there is, especially through the different seasons. I prefer farmed because it is more consistent. It's better quality control throughout the process, and you can get it fresh all the year round.
And does that have a lot to do with, you know, the mercury content as well?
Not so much, not on the farm salmon. On the wild salmon, it depends where you harvest them, but there's usually no problems with mercury in salmon at all, whether
even,
wild or
even the wild?
Even the wild.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It doesn't absorb the mercury that much. Not as much as the tunas.
Okay, well, is there anything else that you have coming up that you would like to share with our listeners?
We're doing a few trade shows, but they're mainly sort of like in the sort of the wholesale sector.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it, really.
Okay. Well, Amos, thank you so much for coming on and sharing with us about McKnight smoked salmon. I'm okay. Really looking forward to trying it in a different way than I've been having it.
Yes, no, please do. Please jump onto the website or give us a call. Our number is 1-800-5-SALMON. And if you ask for Marielle, I'm sure she'll look after you.
Excellent.
Right. That's
easy
great.
To remember, 1-800-5-SALMON. And the website is www.mcknight.com. That's McKnight.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Bye.
Bye.
Who would have thought on salmon?
I did not know.
Wow. That was very interesting.
It was.
You're listening to Food for Thought. We're live at the Beacon Building at 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester. We're going to go on a short break, and we'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol. Joining me is Tracy Gregoire, and we also have Steve Freeman in the house. Welcome, Steve. Wake the health up, America.
He's still getting situated.
I'm waking up.
Wake up, Steve.
So, you know, were your ears ringing last night, Steve?
Well, you've been on my mind, of course, through Facebook with, you know, a concussion and stuff. That's a real scary thing.
You know, I'm telling you, it was, we were talking about it a little earlier, and I've never had one before in my life, and I don't wish that on anybody. It is.
It's scary.
Oh, it is.
It's okay, you know, if your nail doesn't feel right or your throat, but when your brain doesn't feel right, not a fun place to
it's
be.
It's true.
Yeah.
It is true.
Yeah, I've had one before, and it wasn't fun.
And it takes a while, they say, to...
A long time.
Yeah, they say sometimes, you know, up to 3 months or something.
Those who have known me well think I'm still damaged, and I don't argue with them anymore.
That's funny. But I did ask you if your ears were ringing last night. Were they? No. Because we were talking about you last night.
You were?
Daryl and I went on a tour of the Executive Health Club.
Oh, yeah.
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 And, you know, we did the tour and we were back in the office and, you know, talking about, you know, everything that they offer and the classes and stuff. And then I'm like, wait a minute. I said, there's something that Steve Freeman is doing here. And she hadn't told me about, you know, yet about the 90-day challenge.
Correct.
And she's like, oh, yeah, Steve Freeman. I have him right here. And I'm like, you know, you're doing that 90-day challenge.
That's right. I am. I start on November 9th.
I'm
in there now doing my workouts and whatnot.
Is that exclusively through the executive or is that something separate?
No, it's exclusively through them. And CMC had a partnership with them. I don't know. I think that's still going on. But we get a discounted rate. And I'm just like... I'll try some. I've never been in the gym until January 1st of this year, with the exception of a few.
Like first time ever in your life?
Yeah.
Wow.
Other than, you know, friends said, you want to go work out? I'm like, what do? You know? So I got into it January 1st. I said, you know, I'm in my 40s. I'm not getting younger. I can feel everything they said would happen in your mid-40s. I'm like, all right, I'm no young chicken anymore.
Mm-hmm. They did not lie.
I want to wake my own health up, which I've done. So I've had a great time working out since January 1st. It's become part of my routine, part of my life. I notice when I don't do it, I miss it, I crave it, I enjoy it. And I just wanted to, you know, it's like I've not driven one type of car. I test drive many cars before I drive. So I want to go out there and see what's out there. And they have this great program. I've talked to a lot of people who said, Steve, you will lose 20 pounds in 13 weeks. And that's what I want. I just want like a jump start to be like, success is right, you know, is here. It's coming. It's going to stay. So they teach you with this Genovix program is the trademark name they came up with. They teach you health, working out, exercise, stress management, and nutrition. Now, I know how to work out. I've been doing well with it. But stress is a very ugly thing, mm-hmm. and it's part of your DNA. Our body is designed to deal with stress. How it deals with it is differently. And then the nutrition piece I think I'm missing. I know I eat well. I eat the right foods. But should I... You know, just when you think a bowl of oatmeal is what I should have in the morning, well, is it? I don't know that answer, and that's what I'm trying to get to the bottom of is when to eat and what to eat after the workout, before the workout, when you're not working out.
You know, I never knew that about you. I didn't know that that you had never worked out, and I kind of assumed that you had just always worked out and. Always ate healthy and...
I'm just naturally healthy looking, I guess. No, I've always... I'm sure I've learned this, you know, as I get older, I keep referencing my parents. But I've learned... My dad was a real clean eater. Didn't like crap, he'd call it. He didn't like crap food. Didn't like junk food. He liked hard, crunchy things. Didn't like salt. Didn't like low-fat, light anything. So that kind of instilled in me an awareness of what real food is. We had a little garden growing up, and that just taught me a lot of things. And now, when you reach your 40s, people, your body does change.
It really
and
does.
And you do, you're not, you know, a little more sleep feels good. I can't, you know, stack a cord of wood in an afternoon. It takes me 2 days now. And so I just started to pay more attention. I'm like, working out is everything I've read to exercise, whether you walk 20 minutes or run or go to the gym or skydive, whatever. Your body craves it. And this is a craving that our bodies have had for thousands of years. It's not this modern thing from the 50s. Your bodies crave. We used to be a very transient people. Now we sit in a chair all day.
It's true. Now, you started this in January.
Yes.
And you are saying that when, like, you crave to go, you want to go, you like to go. You've gotten to, how long did it take you to get to that point? I still have a hard time with that.
I'd say it took about 3 months till I felt, and what it was, it's not the craving to go, it's I fit in, I know what I'm doing. My first day there, you know, balancing on one foot, I'm like, yeah, right. Mm-hmm. And also when I started to see progress, where I couldn't do one pull-up January 1st. I just did four at the hospital today. And let me tell you, pull-ups are wicked hard, but we have this new lift we installed. And the contractor's like, well, Steve, how many pull-ups can you do? I said, I don't know. Let's get up there. I was like, I just did four. That's awesome with my, you know, dress clothes on.
And it's really good.
So when I started to see progress, my balance improved, my strength improved, you know, my muscle tone improved. Mm-hmm. I haven't really lost much weight. I've redistributed it. And everyone tells me, don't worry about what you weigh.
Right.
I worry about where my belt buckle is. And it's been a wonderful thing to see progress. And people in the gym say, oh, yeah, you've definitely lost weight. I'm like, I'm glad you see it because I still see my fat face in the mirror and things of that
but
sort.
But it's a lot more about how you feel, I think, than what the scale says. I mean, I'm guilty. I'm on that scale almost every single day. I wish I wasn't. But it does keep me in check a little bit, to be on it. But I just noticed that when I'm not working out, I feel lethargic and tired, and then I'm more prone to eat the junk food and all that. And when you are working out, you just have like that boost of energy throughout the day. Even if you're tired, a lot of times I'm like, oh, I'm tired from working out, but you still, it's just that little bit of, I don't want to say adrenaline rush, but it's kind of, you just feel better. And that's, I think, where the craving kind of comes from. You're like, all right, I don't want to feel lethargic and down, you know, tomorrow. I want to get up and make myself go and be active.
And you look at the time you put into this, the time it took me to build this rotund proportion.
Right.
I'm not expecting results by the end of the year sort of thing, other than this jump start. But sometimes I'd be tired at the end of the day, rough day, busy day at work, my head's a little frazzled. I go to the gym like this, I'm tired, I'm not going to do a good workout.
Until you get there.
55 minutes later, I'm like, I just burned 670 calories, I'm on top of the world, I'm pumped, and I'm going to go home and eat healthy. That's the biggest thing about working out for me is I'm trying to lose weight, I'm trying to eat better, I'm trying to be in put myself in the best possible health I'm capable of. So I go home at night or in the morning, whenever. It makes you think about what you're eating, because when you equate that bowl of ice cream that I want 367 days a year,
me too,
my whole workout is just to burn that bowl of ice cream. So everything else I've shoveled in for the day, I'm at status quo.
Yep.
And it's a lot of my people I talk to are saying now, working out's a piece of it, but it's calories in, calories out. You have to reduce your calories. And that's really difficult when you're used to, you know, putting the feed bag on and feeding all day.
And I think it's important that you say that because I've heard that for so many years. Calories in, calories out, calories in, calories out. And I didn't, I mean, I get it. It makes sense. But I didn't fully grasp it until last year when I got a Fitbit. Mm. And when you start tracking, like on a, you know, whether it's writing it down or using an app that's a calorie counter, and you start tracking every single thing that you put in your mouth, and then you compare that to how many calories you burn in a day, because you have resting calories as well. So when you're sitting there doing absolutely nothing, you know, everybody's different, but you might burn anywhere from 15 to 2,000 calories a day if you did.
It's actually pretty high just to keep our bodies moving.
Yes.
That's what's
amazing. Sleep and everything. You're burning calories. And people don't, I never really thought about that. I thought, well, you know, if I burn 600 calories on an amazing workout, then, you know, but I've had, you know, 2,000 calories today. I'm like, how can I ever lose weight? But once I really figured out that, in order to lose 2 pounds a week, which is the healthy amount,
right. Yep.
You need to burn 1,000 calories more a day than you eat.
Mm-hmm.
So that, and when I heard that, I was like, I can't burn 1,000 calories. It's work to burn a 600. But when I grasped the whole thing of, all right, so I've had, you know, 1,500 calories today. In 24 hours, I need to burn 2,500 calories if I want to lose 2 pounds a week. And when I finally got that, it clicked with me. That's what calories in versus calories out means.
That's really what it is.
It is. And I lost 40 pounds once I got that concept and stuck with it. But then, like you say, it makes you, all right, going to the gym. Okay, I know I have to burn 1,000 calories more than I ate today. I really want that ice cream.
Right.
But I can't do that. Not that, you know, sometimes you have to, you know, indulge a little bit and enjoy it. But when you just get the idea of how the whole thing works, it makes you want to follow it. And I followed it for almost a full year until I hurt my ankle. And then what happens is, like I said, the pits and the valleys that we go through. And then we kind of got to start all over again. And
it's real easy to get off track in life, to get off track of a healthy life. And it's very easy to live a poor diet in this country.
It's so easy.
Have to go out of your way to live a healthy life because you're surrounded by bad choices.
Yep.
And then I'm not talking about the friends you've chosen.
No. Keep going.
But it's, you know, all these pop-up things that have happened on the roadsides across America are bad for you. So you really, you know, I think I talked about this. The fact that Irving gas station sells bananas, I was like, that's progress.
Right.
There's one thing in that store other than bottled water or some nuts or some rice cakes that are good for you.
That's a really good point because sometimes I'll be out on the road or something and think, I just want a healthy snack. I just want something quick. I forgot to bring it with me. And you go into a convenience store and it's typically all junk, and it's so nice to have just those few and I've done that before.
Yeah.
Just grab a banana and I'm good.
Even Dunkin' Donuts has bananas. Even apples.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, bananas
are a great little powerhouse of food.
There are
some people that say you shouldn't because they're high in sugar and stuff, but if it grew on a tree, it's good for you.
Exactly.
Even if it's not organic, it's a better choice than anything that's in a package.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, when you go to the executive, did you start with the 4 free sessions, like with the one-on-one trainer?
I did a one-hour session where they, I did crazy amount of weight training and whatnot, and they analyzed.
But did they show you like the different machines? Like you have your routine and stuff.
They did some of that, but this program is more class driven. I haven't
the 90-day program.
The 90-day
program. But when you started in January, you know, going to the club.
I was at Fortitude in January.
Oh, okay.
And that's all class driven, and you just and I can't speak high.
I see.
They were great. I love them. They here's what we're doing today. Just follow me.
Okay.
And it's wonderful. It's like, you know, taking a cooking class or a sewing class. Oh, this is what I do. Okay. And I love that because I don't have to think about it. They're going to think for me.
Right.
I just have to follow the movements. And like I said, the first day I was like, no way. And then a couple weeks later, I'm like, hey, I can bend, you know, 2 degrees further. I can stretch further. I'm not tired. I used to have to like cool down for 15 minutes and just sit there at the end of a workout because my body was like, what have you done? Mm-hmm. Now I can get out of gym clothes, take a shower, and cool down. I'm like, wow, I've seen the changes. I felt the changes. So executive, it's a different program. I had a meeting set up Monday, but I was ill. So that they were going to do the 1 hour training session, show me the equipment. Then I have to reschedule that.
Okay. I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Cause see, we're thinking about joining over there and,
I'd say it's pretty awesome. It's competitive.
Isn't it amazing over there?
The place is huge.
It is huge.
Pool, racketball.
Yeah. Do you play racketball? Did you used to play racketball?
Oh, yeah. I love
smashing. Oh, so they do still have racketball.
Love smashing
They have two courts.
Balls. Yeah. They used to have a lot more, but they've converted them. But
that's when I used to be a member.
I used to play, but my husband would scare me because, you know, like just like you just said, smashing those balls.
Oh, yeah.
I'd put my hands over my head. So please don't hit me.
But, you know.
Did you ever get whacked in the leg?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm a big, huge fan proponent of math surrounds us. I think math is the most important subject children should learn in school and adults. But I think relationships, communication is rooted in math. Racquetball, it's all little mathematical triangles where that ball is going. So, and I love math. Working out. keeping my body aligned. It's a mathematically, I mean, I wouldn't say I'm a math nerd by any stretch of the imagination, but I just think of how this would look under an x-ray machine, what my alignment looks like. And I always think there's one of those mechanical machines looking at me and how are my joints positioned. And you watch people who work out poorly, you're wasting your time.
Yeah.
Go get your, I don't mean this. Go get your nails done. Go to the barbershop, whatever. You're not really doing yourself the favor. And I'm there to work out and make a positive change. I'm not really there to make friends and talk about the weather or politics. I'm there to change my life.
Yep. And talking about the class part of it. So a lot of times people, they're one way or the other. They either want to work out with a class or they want to work out by themselves. Or maybe they want to work out with a class, but they don't know anybody. I think, and I've been both ways. There's times when I really just, you know, want to go in and do my own thing. But there's something to be said for working out in a group, whether you know those people or not. So I just started at the Fit Lab at Gold's, like I had said before, and I didn't know a single person in there. And I've been going for 2-3 weeks, maybe. And I already feel like, all right, I can't wait to go and work out with this group of people that I've been working out with. And it motivates you, you know, the same instructor or, you know, same couple instructors. And then you know that they're expecting you to see you in there. And that's another kind of thing, that kind of accountability of, all right, I'm going to go and I'm going to be motivated by my peers, whether they're my friends or not. They're people who are, you know, either in the same situation that I'm in or advanced, which is always nice to see. There's the one girl in the program that said, you know, and I'm like, I'm admiring her. I'm like, oh my gosh, you're so strong. You do such a, she's like, well, I was, you know, 50, it was like 50 or 60 pounds heavier a year ago.
Yep. Wow.
So it's nice for me to see that, you know, progression. And then there's people who are coming in that are, you know, starting out maybe not quite as physically fit as where I am right now. So it's really nice to just be motivated by this group of people who are at all different stages and to motivate you. So even though it's nice sometimes to just go in and put your headphones on and do your own thing, there's something to be said for working out with a group of people.
She did make note of that 90-day, you know, change your life thing also about that, because you kind of get close with, you know, with the group. And
with that group, and I had that at Fortitude. I didn't, I don't know all their names, but we would get to comfortable with each other's workout. And we, you know, I'm like, you can do 20 of these. You can, you know.
Right.
And I would joke, and we'd push each other a little bit. There's a success story right there.
Yes,
that's
he
the other
he
Steve Freeman. I'm the original.
That's true.
He's like 35 pounds in that 90-day program, and he's one of the last people
he
I talked
did
to.
Do the 90-day.
He said,
Steve, told me about that. You are right.
I'm sorry. He's Steve Freeman. I said, if Steve Freeman can do it, Steve Freeman can do it.
This is somebody that's walking out right outside our studio.
Yeah.
Since they can't see you pointing.
But I want I want to go back to...
we need to go on a break. Can we go back to that right when we come back from break? Because we need to take a break.
Okay.
You're listening to Food for Thought live at the Beacon Building, 814 Elm Street. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol. Joining me is Tracy Gregoire, and Steve Freeman is in the house. Wake the Health Up America. And we're talking about working out and eating healthy. And, you know, it's also all about eating in moderation. Look at you over there in your celery and peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
I told you, you're on a good cook again.
You're on the radio. You can't be munching.
Sorry, I was taking
Although
a break.
It's a food show.
But it's a good choice.
It is a good choice. It is.
So I was just saying that, you know, traveling across America or, you know, an hour north, where do you stop to eat? I've changed my course. Not my course, but I've, well, somewhat my course. I now stop at food co-ops. Because that is the best place to eat, the best place to stop. And a lot of them have food bars, hot bars sort of thing. And I think I've said this before. I won my travels up to Maine. I stopped at every one and just had a plain cheeseburger or hamburger, just a ground beef burger. And I was like, this is amazing. So this grew in this. These cattle were inland. These cattle were coastal. And I was blown away by the quality and the taste differentiation from those couple of co-ops.
Wow.
So if you're traveling, you know, to the North Country, Bob Dylan song or wherever, just figure out where the co-ops are. A lot of them are located, you know, within a couple minutes of the exit.
Yeah, and I mean, highway. You can do it right on your cell phone.
There
you
is an Google app. I know there's an app that I haven't found, but there is an app to locate co-ops, but they're pretty easy to find. And it's a wonderful way to experience what real food tastes like wherever you're traveling. So if you're in Michigan, there's like 68 co-ops in that state.
Really?
Find one and go enjoy what some local food is, because most co-ops do have local food, and they also have these food bars and bulk foods and things like that. So that's changed the way I look for food in my travels.
You know, that's funny, because when we travel, I always search for the diners.
Well, I can understand that.
Which isn't exactly the most healthy choice to do.
But it's fun.
And you know what's funny? Do you know what? Like, we went to the diner the other night, the Manchester location, and you know what I eat? Like, we don't go too often at night for dinner, but when we do go, my favorite thing on the menu to eat, and it's so weird. And when I said what I was having, Daryl's like, "You're having what?" Liver and onions.
No kidding. Well, that's a great food to get at a diner, right?
Right.
And that's actually probably one of the healthiest things you can get at any diner.
Yeah, but
really?
I'll let you, if we go traveling, you can have the there's not a day in my life where I will be like, yeah, I'd like a liver, an extra liver, please.
Right. Yeah.
It's so good. Do you know
my mom always cooked that growing up, and it was my least favorite thing she ever made.
You know what we do once in a while?
I will never
for
have it again.
Special is fried chicken livers.
Yeah.
It is so good. It's not even funny. And I'm telling you, if I had them here right now, you guys would like them.
I might try, but when my mom...
But we're both being good right now.
When my mom would cook them, it would keep the kids out in the yard a lot longer. Smell of it and the texture of it, I'm like, and my dad loved them. I was
That's so funny.
I do like pate and things of that sort, but... Livers, just no thank you.
I really like the idea, though, of searching for the food co-ops. I really like that.
It's actually missing from a lot of mainstream communication. Mm-hmm. Support your farmers, support your local business. Go to a co-op, because they are the number one place in the world to find what is local and how to redistribute the wealth back into the community by choosing where you spend your dollars. You buy an apple from the co-op, it came from an orchard 20 miles away, 82 or 88 cents of that dollar is staying in that community. Right. You buy an apple from the big box stores, 88 cents of that dollar is going to the CEO. Or the corporate board.
It's funny that you said apples like that, because I'm eating my apples right now. And a week ago, I had an apple, and I don't even know what kind it was. I need to find out. My mother-in-law got it from locally, and it was one of the most amazing apples I've
probably
ever had.
Honeycrisp.
It was sweet and crisp. It was just amazing. So maybe, I don't know, I'm going to ask
her. The Honeycrisp are phenomenal this year locally.
So
and they're big.
Big.
Yeah.
Right? We went to Max.
I don't think I've ever had a Honeycrisp.
They're like
huge.
Sugar. They're delicious.
So the reason I have apples and celery with me today is I'm actually doing kind of a cleanse I've never heard of before. And it's, you can eat other things, but you basically can eat as much, for every apple that you have a stick of celery. And you can have as much as you want all day long.
So you're going to have 5 apples today?
No, this is one apple. Oh. Oh, no, this is one stick of celery.
Oh, okay.
And I have to put almond butter on. I can't just eat celery by itself. Just a tiny little bit of almond butter. Although my husband did these. He put a little more than I normally do. At any rate, so then I go to the grocery store, and without even looking at it, I see one of the bags of apples, and I just assume that that came...
No.
From a local farm. Why wouldn't it? It's a bag. It looks fresh picked.
Right.
And I get it home, and my husband says, "Those are from New York." He said, "What? No, they're like local. Of course, they're from New York." I took a bite of it. Horrible, especially after compared. They were not hard and crisp. It's soft, and I had this giant bag of not local, not good apples that I felt like I couldn't throw away. So I'm like finishing them. And they're tart too. I like a sweet apple and they're tart. I'm like, so it's it makes a big, big difference.
So on the co-op front, and good news and positive
vibes.
Yes,
I was going to ask for an update.
This local thing, they are getting really crafty about making you feel like you're buying locally. Mm-hmm. It looks local. It looks homegrown.
I totally fell for it.
The big grocery stores are doing that. I think the tide has finally made that crucial turn. Organics are growing tremendously, doubling digits every year. That's a huge increase, and it's a great message. And it's It's what you're not getting when you buy organic. That's my message with organic. It's all the chemicals you're not putting in your system. So Subway just announced 100% additive-free and GMO-free out of all their meats in 2025. I don't know why it takes 10 more years.
2025?
Yeah. Well, it's just like our government. You got to be 100% solar in 2050. Okay, we got time to make it happen. But California has labeled Monsanto's Roundup as cancer-causing, which I've been on that belief for many, many years. It's part of a big part of our health problems in this country. But the fact that California has finally labeled it as a cancer-causing carcinogen, we're going to really start seeing movement with a healthier, naturally grown food on our country.
That's Steve, great. Thank you. I always love when you're on. It's
me
fun.
Too.
Very fun. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Okay.
And Food for Thought is done. We'll see everybody next week. And Kale and Company up next. Bye, everybody.
Bye.